Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio, and we're here with Pella's four state wrestling qualifiers as we get set for this week's action at Casey Center. We've got Braden Sunby, a returning qualifier, Ty Van Vliet, Davian Lampkin, and Jacob Warner. I'll start with you, Braden, since you are returning. What does it mean to be going back to the state tournament and coming off the season you are and have an opportunity to wrestle among the best once again?
Coming off the season, it kind of like was an expectation almost on everyone kind of expected me to make it, so brought a little bit of pressure, and I'm just glad that I make it. Or that I made it, and I'm kind of stoked on who I'm wrestling first on state, because last year didn't go so well. I went 0-2, but I hope I get a little bit further this year.
Well, and Ty, you're one of the senior representatives for this team, and you get to send out your career at the state tournament. I imagine that's going to be really exciting for you, and you got to do so with two pretty big wins to start off at districts this past Saturday.
Yeah, so I was projected to go to state, but it was still like still had to go out and perform, and it was a lot of stress, but it was a big relief once we made it through those matches and made it to the finals and knew I was going. So now we got a pretty decent seed and hopefully go make a run.
Well, Davion, similar seed to Ty, you'll be an underdog coming in, but I imagine very exciting. You took a similar path. You won your first two matches to qualify. How exciting is it to know you're among the best in the state this year?
It was like a surprise. I didn't even know I made state whenever I won my last match. So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, and Jacob, I've known you through your siblings and all the above. They're swimmers and basketball players, but they're not wrestlers. I believe you're the first Warner to go for wrestling. How exciting is that to be able to go in a different sport and to really have grown into this role as our heavyweight this year?
It's pretty cool accomplishing something that like your family hasn't done, especially with how much my family has done already. So it is a pretty cool feeling to finally get something under my belt that nobody else has in the family, so I can brag a little bit at the family gatherings. But losing my first match and battling back all the way through the blood rounds was just a pretty cool feeling. It just felt cool to like know that I can still be there and everything, but let's just hope it goes to plan, battle back through first round.
Well, and sudden victory in your final match too, right? Was that how you won?
Yeah, it was pretty exciting. I mean, didn't think it was going to go that long, but it did. Just excited I made it.
Yeah. We're here with Pella State Wrestling Qualifiers previewing this week's action starting Wednesday evening at the Casey Center. And Braden, as we mentioned, you're a returning qualifier, so you have some experience. What have you learned about yourself as a wrestler in the past year, not only from the state experience, but what you've been able now to prepare and build toward, and how much more ready do you feel for this year's experience?
I definitely feel a lot more ready than last year. Main thing for me is weight control. This year I plan on weighing out the food that I consume instead of pigging out the first day and having to work it all off that night. But I think I'll kind of steady out the food intake, weight plan, and kind of just like what to expect instead of be overwhelmed right when I walked in.
Well, and Ty, you've worked your way through this program, growing through this program, and now you get to help put it on the map, so to speak. How excited are you to represent Pella Wrestling and to play that underdog role this coming week?
Oh, I'd say it's very exciting, and it comes from all the hard work I've had all over the years, so I'm just kind of ready to go out and give it my all.
Well, and Davion, you guys wrestle the best of the best all year long, right? In this Little Hawkeye Conference, especially with Indianola in there. How has the schedule this year, do you think, prepared you not only for what you accomplished Saturday, but knowing you've already seen a lot of these guys coming up in the state bracket, how prepared do you feel knowing you've seen a lot of them already?
Well, there's only like one guy I was super scared of going to district, so I knew I was prepared from all the other meets. But I don't really know what I'm looking forward, like who's going to be there for state, so I don't really know. But other than that, I think I'm, like before that I was pretty prepared, but right now I'm not because I haven't like looked in it at all, yeah.
And we're recording this Monday, you got all day tomorrow and Wednesday to worry about that. Jacob, similar question, just especially as the number 24 seed, you've got a really uphill road coming up. But how do you hope to kind of make that a no pressure situation knowing that you are the 24 seed and try to upset some guys along the way?
I feel like just keeping the right mindset, not getting overwhelmed by just such a big crowd. It's Iowa, it's wrestling, so it's going to be a great environment to wrestle in. Just going out there and having some fun will just be like the goal of this year.
Yeah, and Braden, I'll close with you as a returning qualifier. What are your goals then, knowing that you've been there before? What are you hoping to accomplish this go-around?
My main goal now is just to like have a lot more fun instead of like last year I was a little bit more stressed, but just have fun. And just wrestle through every position instead of stop and just doubt myself on since I'm in such like, oh, these are all state qualifiers and get scared rather than just, yeah, just kind of have fun and keep winning as much as I can.
I guess I'll give our senior a final word instead. That was a lie. It was not our last question. Ty, just how excited are you to wear the singlet one more time, to have an opportunity to go out there and represent the program and leave it in a better place than when you joined?
Yeah, I think it's very exciting. I mean, this is just kind of what I've worked for my whole high school career, so I think it's just exciting to go out there one more time and just let it all fly.
We'll see how it goes. Pella State wrestlers starting Wednesday at 4 o'clock at KC Center. We'll have updates and interviews, hopefully, with these guys on Wednesday. Appreciate your time, Pella State Wrestling Qualifiers, and all the best to you this week. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you.